Hey everybody, welcome. Week 5 of our Stories of Salvation as we read different Bible stories each day during the season of Lent. Today is Sunday, and so we are in the New Testament. Precisely, we are in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. Now, as we dive into this story, you'll probably very quickly realize that, wow, this is a story that I've heard before. It's commonly known as the feeding of the 5,000, or Jesus feeds the 5,000, or feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, or some combination thereof. It's a little complicated, one, because this story is told in different places in the different Gospels, and in a little bit different ways. So whether it happened more than once, or it's one story that's been told from different perspectives a whole bunch, not really sure. But for our point today, our story is talking about Jesus and his disciples. Now, a little context, if you want extra credit, bonus sticker for today, you can go and read all of chapter 6. And if you do that, you'll realize that there's more to it than just the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus goes back to his hometown of Nazareth and is not welcomed there. That is followed by Jesus sending out his disciples on a mission, so to speak, and going to different towns and sharing the good news that the kingdom of God has come near, and if they're rejected, to dust off their sandals and walk away from that place and move on. We also have kind of the disparaging story, or the difficult story, of John the Baptist being killed by the king. And after that happening, we have this story. So in that context, all this is going on. Jesus and his disciples have been doing a lot of work, we're told, in the beginning of this story. And they decide they need to go away to a deserted place and get a little much-needed R&R. They need a break. This ministry stuff is a lot of work, and it's hard. And so they decide they're going to get in a boat and go away and go to a deserted place. But the catch is, somehow, all the people that have been maybe a part of the missions, part of the people who have been following Jesus, part of the groups of people who have been healed by Jesus, want to find him. And so they see him in a boat, and they somehow figure out where they're going, and they all show up there. And we're told that there's a great crowd as Jesus and his disciples finally get ashore to where they are going. All these people are there. So the idea of getting a little R&R, it goes out the window. And we're told that in verse 34, Jesus has compassion on them, which I think is kind of a lovely way to think of it, because he says, these are sheep without a shepherd. So he kind of sees that these people need someone. They need a leader. They need some hope. They need a place to turn to. And Jesus and his disciples are the ones. And so these people gather, and Jesus does his teachings, and night comes, and the disciples come to Jesus and say, hey, there's like a lot of people here, and we don't have enough food for them. What are you going to do? And Jesus says, you are going to give them something to eat. And the disciples, thinking in common sense wise, do some quick math, and they say, that's going to take 200 denarii, which is roughly, one denarii is about a day's work, or day's labor, day's wages. And so they probably don't have that much money kicking around. And even if they do, where are they going to go? There's not a Costco down the road or anything. So, the bakery's probably closed by this time. But whatever the case, Jesus says, you are going to give them something to eat. And they go out and they find all the food they can, which this seems hard to believe, that they only amount 5,000 people, they are able to find 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Now, a practical side of the story might be that everyone was kind of hoarding their food. They're thinking, I got to feed my family. I'm not going to give up any of my bread or fish. And so amongst all those people, all they were able to find were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Or it's just what they had amongst the disciples. It's not exactly clear in the story. But what is clear is once they have what they have, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus takes it, and we're told that taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And so kind of a communion-esque moment here, taking the bread, breaking it, and blessing it. It's kind of an interesting thought that what if we didn't have wine, but what if we had communion every week of bread and fish? Lutefisk, maybe? I don't know. That would be kind of gross. But anyways, the bread and the fish are multiplied, and everybody eats, and then they go and collect all the leftovers, and what do they have left over? Well, 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. now 12 tribes of Israel, as we've been hearing about from like the story of Joseph and our Old Testament stories, start to make a little more sense now, as we have our ears tuned to some Old Testament stories. And so when we hear 12, we go, oh, got it. Yes, the 12 tribes of Israel. And obviously here showing that, Jesus provides enough even for the whole of God's people, Israel, including all the other people who are gathered there as well. So there's an abundance of food, more than enough. And this very well might be a miracle. I think another kind of interesting way to think about it, though, is what if it wasn't a miracle? What if the simple act of faith that the disciples show and the people show is what fed the people? Let me explain that just a little bit. So what if Jesus took the bread and the fish that had been given and broke it and then started freely handing it out? What if that act of generosity started to spark generosity in all of the different groups of people? Because we're told in the story that they are seated in groups of 50 and 100. What if all that bread and fish and other food that had been kind of hoarded and kept for themselves, once they saw that other people were sharing and being generous, people decided to open up what they had? And so the 5,000 people, rather than simply being fed this magical bread, all of a sudden amongst themselves provided what was needed to feed everybody. And after all of the people, all 5,000 men were told, plus all the families and kids and everybody else, shared what they had with each other, there was an overabundance of what they needed, and 12 baskets of bread were collected. That's just an interesting way to think about it. However it happened, it happened. And that is a beautiful thing, and there was an abundance. Whether it was a kind of mysterious magical element that the bread and fish multiplied, or a kind of magical element of generosity being shared amongst people, and once one act of generosity started a tidal wave of generosity amongst everyone, which would be a miracle in and of itself, because we know how hard it is to share and not hoard what we have. Either way, there's an abundance left over, and everyone had enough to eat. And I wonder, as you read this story, maybe with in a new way, what sticks out to you, and what makes you wonder about what this story might have to teach us today in 2024 at First Lutheran Church in Minot, North Dakota. Whatever the case, we encourage you to read and continue reading the Bible stories, join the conversation, and we're glad you could join us today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.